Good morning. It is Saturday, the 25th of April. I hope you're all doing well. It is the Great Bet Slip Bake Off episode. We're doing a bit of baking this morning. Sammy is coming online to give you a couple of baking recipes as opposed to my extraordinary Michelin star recipes.
So no, I won't be singing, ranting or swearing my head off.
Oh, hang on a minute. Look, I've told them we don't have any rows, so let's not have the first one on here.
We're not even bickering, I'm just saying.
Right, so it is the Great Bet Slip Bake Off. I'm going to pass you over to Sammy. She's going to talk you through blueberry muffins, shortbread, and I don't know what else.
No, that's it.
Oh, that's it. Right, blueberry muffins and shortbread. Sammy, off you go.
So, first of all, you want to switch the oven on to 180 degrees Celsius, 160 fan and gas mop 4.
What are we making here first?
This is, you just said, cinnamon blueberry bloody muffins.
I said muffins and shortbread.
Which one is this? The first one you said.
Oh, right. This is the muffins.
Yes. You'll be a muffin in a minute.
Right, on we go.
Okay. This makes 12, so you need a 12-hole cake tin, a deepish one, not the sort of thin one. And you need some papers to line it, or you can spray it with some spray oil.
It's called a muffin tin.
Yes, shut up. But the cinnamon topping I always make up first, because you get your hands in there and it gets all buttery and messy. So for the topping, the cinnamon topping for the blueberry muffins, you need 50 grams of sugar, 25 grams of plain flour, and 25 grams of butter, and a teaspoon of cinnamon. You put all the ingredients in a bowl and you mix it up and make it like a crumble topping. So you put that to one side. And then for the muffins, you will need 200 grams of plain flour, 150 grams of caster sugar, half a teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 75 mils of vegetable oil, 1 egg, everybody's got 1 egg, 75 mils of milk, and 150 grams of fresh blueberries. Right, the mixing process. So you combine the flour, the salt, and the baking powder in one bowl, and then you combine the egg, milk, and oil in a separate bowl, and you give that a really good whisk up, make it so it's really combined. And you fold the wet mix into the dry mix, and then you fold the blueberries through. You can then divide it into 12 muffin cases. I use a ice cream scoop because you get a fairly even muffin then. You get 12 even muffins. You sprinkle the cinnamon topping on the top and you pop it in the oven for about 20, 25 minutes, depending. The blueberries sort of, if they're on the top, they burst open, so you know they're cooked and they're a nice browny colour. So, and if you don't like cinnamon, there's lots of people that don't like cinnamon, you can make a lemon drizzle topping. So when they come out, just bake them as normal. Make a half a lemon juice, half a lemon juiced, and about 100 grams of icing sugar. And if you mix that together and then drizzle on when it's warm, when they come out the oven, you can have a lemon topped one as well. And kids love them.
There you go. Get making them with your kids. That's what I said. Shouldn't be sitting watching screens. Get in the kitchen. Get making blueberry muffins. I have to say, she don't make them for me. Makes them for the RSPCA. She makes tons of them. They whisk out the door. But I do try and nick a couple. They are beautiful.
I do save you a couple. I don't know what. Why do you tell people this?
What?
That you don't get anything. You do.
No, you.
I do always save you some.
Dogs all
trouble is, you would eat them all.
Yes, I
that's would. Why they get whisked out the door.
Yeah, because they're bloody lovely.
Okay.
Right, let's have a little bit now of that's blueberry muffins. Get making them.
Cinnamon topped.
Cinnamon topped blueberry muffins. I'm getting bollockings here. Cinnamon topped blueberry muffins. Right, we'll have lemony shortbread.
Right. Again, you heat the oven up to 180 degrees Celsius, 160 fan, gas mark 4. A flat baking tray with baking parchment, or you can just spray it with some of that fry light oil. The ingredients are 125 grams of butter unsalted.
That tray needs to be able to go in the fridge as well, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. Yeah, you did well spotted.
Yeah,
you made me stop breathing then for a minute. So, 125 grams of butter unsalted, 55 grams of caster sugar, 180 grams of plain flour, and a rind of a lemon. So just like do it. You can grate it if you want, a very fine grater. Using a mixer, whisk up the butter and sugar and lemon rind until it goes to a really light colour. So it is quite, what's the word, yellowy butter, isn't it, when it goes in? But the more you whisk it, the lighter it gets.
So paler, yeah.
Yeah, paler, that's the word. So you sift in the flour and mix it together until it comes out like a dough, like a pastry dough. You put it onto a plain floured surface, and with a rolling pin you can roll it out. You want it about a centimetre thick. Then you can cut out your shapes, whatever you want to make, whatever shapes. Put them on the baking tray, and they need to go in the fridge for about half an hour. You have to keep, like, cut the shapes out and then remould it and then roll it out again until you've got no dough left, basically.
Right, okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me. Keep going. Roll, cut, roll, cut, roll, cut until
that's
you've got enough biscuits and no dough.
That's the one.
I'm all over this. I'm Paul Hollywood.
So, yeah, you leave them in the fridge to chill for at least half an hour, because the if you do that, then they keep their shape and they keep their lightness, because you don't want them to be too dark, because shortbread isn't too dark. Before you put them in there, I forgot the bit where you sprinkle sugar salt, sugar on top, because that sinks into it as well, and they're much better like that.
Right. So what sort of sugar is that?
A caster sugar.
Caster sugar, okay.
But you can also make different variations of that. You can use chocolate chips, you know, white, dark chocolate,
yeah.
And you can use raisins, glassy cherries, and...
The world is your oyster.
So anyway, you can... Once they've been in the fridge for half an hour, I guess, I don't know, you probably make about 12 out of that batch. Depends on the size of your cutter, I suppose. Right, so then you bake them for 12 to 15 minutes in the oven. You know when they're cooked because the bottom, if you lift one out with one of those spatula things, you can see the bottom's just got a little bit of colour on it.
Okay.
And then they're cooked, and so they'll need to leave on the tray for about 10 minutes, and then you can put them onto a rack to cool down properly, and then you can scoff them.
Right. Job done. So that is lemon shortbread. Do you want to have a quick, should we just have a quick run through them two again? Just
yeah,
quickly,
yeah. Well,
in a speed format.
Me.
Speed format.
Well, I think I do speak pretty fast anyway, don't I?
Well, that's the West Country.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not used to being in front of this mic like you
no,
are.
No, she's all nervous, bless her.
It's like your stage.
She's all nervous, bless her. Coming on to do this. Yeah. Right. Cinnamon topping ingredients.
50 grams of caster sugar, 25 grams of flour, plain flour, 25 grams of butter, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. That's for the topping.
Mix it all together until it's like a dry crumble.
Yeah,
mix.
like you would make an apple crumble.
Right,
yeah.
Mix that, put it to one side. Muffins.
200 grams of plain flour, 150 grams of caster sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 75 ml of vegetable oil, 1 egg. Everybody has 1 egg in their fridge. 75 ml of milk, 150 grams of fresh blueberries.
Right, 2 stages. Flour, salt, baking powder in one bowl. Mix it together. Egg, milk, oil in a separate bowl. Give that a good whisk up.
Yep.
Mix the two together.
Fold.
Fold
so
the two
you
together.
Don't mix it. You don't want to put it in a food mixer. You need to fold it.
Fold it with a spoon or a spatula together. And then when it's folded, fold the blueberries in.
Yeah, so they don't break up too much. That's...
Divide it into 12 muffin cases. You use an ice cream scoop because it's easier, and then you get an even size.
Yeah. And sprinkle the cinnamon topping.
Sprinkle the cinnamon topping. Tommy.
Easy for me to say.
Sprinkle the cinnamon topping over each of the muffins and bake them for 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, they sort of, blueberries on the top burst.
The blueberries start to burst on the top.
Yeah.
That's when you get those little lines, veins through it almost.
Yeah, then that's the best bit.
Oh, beautiful. I do like a blueberry muffin. Right, that's that one done. Get on with it today with your kids. Come on. Next recipe is the lemony shortbread. Heat the oven, 180, 160, gas 4. Line a flat tray with baking parchment or oil, but that tray's got to be able to fit both the oven and the fridge because you need to cool them down. Ingredients is?
Chill them. You need to chill, mate.
Chill them. Chill them. I'm always chilled. Unless I'm talking about Donald Trump, and then I'm not.
No. 125 grams of butter, unsalted. 55 grams of caster sugar. 180 grams of plain flour. Rind of a lemon.
Right.
So using a mixer, mix up the butter and the sugar together till it's nice and pale, like my skin. And then you work in the flour, stir in the flour until it becomes a dough. And then you put it on a floured surface and roll it out and cut your cookie cutters.
Cookie cutters. And it's the only thing that gives that the lemon flavour, the lemon rind.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's no lemon juice or anything in it.
No.
It's just
a very, very subtle one. I mean, you might get a bit of it when you're rinding it, you know, the lemon.
Okay.
They can, if they want it a bit stronger lemony, they can put a teaspoon of lemon essence in it.
So when it's all mixed together, you've got a dough, flour your surface, keep rolling and cutting until you've used all the dough up.
Yeah.
Whatever shape you want, whatever your cutters are, cookie cutters, stars, whatever you want to make. You could get some Cockerill ones and have some Tottenham ones, couldn't you?
No.
You could.
No.
Once you've done that, once they're all sprinkled with caster sugar, pop them in the fridge, half hour.
Good half hour.
Good half hour. That's the key part. Take them out and put them then in the oven for 15, 20 minutes. Yeah.
12 to 15 minutes. Depends on the oven, really. It's really difficult to give recipes.
But the way you test it is to check the bottom. Bottom should just be coloured.
Just lift them up gently and on a spatula. And
don't get this on the bake-off, this level of detail, I have to say. We're all over this. I think this could become a series.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't think so. I might be able to speak better on there.
About 1 centimetre thick, and as well as the sugar, if you wanted to use something else, chocolate chips or glass.
Yeah, well, kids love chocolate chips. So I use 100 gram, one of those 100 gram bags of chocolate chips that you would use in the muffins, and tip that in instead of doing the lemon thing, and then just mix that right in when you're bringing the dough together.
Right, and you pop that.
And then you roll them out and cut them exactly the same way. Because if you don't chill them in the fridge, they just lose their shape and they melt.
I don't do baking, you see, so I've no idea. I do dinners and don't do baking. And that's it. And you made cinnamon ones at Christmas.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Right, so there you go. And once you've got them out the oven, let them cool down, put them on the tray to cool, then put them to a rack, one of those things. And then, like you say, nice cup of tea and scoff it.
Yeah.
I bet the Northerners have got a different name for shortbread. They probably call it something else. Probably call it barn bread.
Skankiness.
I reckon that. Oh, she's shots fired, that is. There was shots fired. Oh, I love it. That wasn't prompted.
Pound of Devonians.
Yeah, there was shots fired there. Oh, lovely.
You meant what do they call shortbread?
Yeah.
And they probably, it's probably healthy for them.
I wonder if they put gravy on that as well. We're falling into a state of disrepair.
Anyway, I hope you can make use of these recipes. If you're Northern, try them.
Oh, I'm loving this.
If you have any that you'd like to put out on the podcast, or any pearls of wisdom, or any requests, or other bakes, then you can drop me a line about anything at all. Hopefully it will give you another outlet. And if you do have any issues or concerns and you want a different perspective, a calmer perspective, a more laid-back, dude surfery type perspective, my email address is samerskine860@gmail.com. Be kind to each other and give those little ones and fair babies a big hug from me.
Thank you very much. That's Sam Erskine 860. Zero, not 860. Might have some Americans listening. They're not the smartest. Thanks, Sammy. Sammy is a fantastic baker. She does bake tons of stuff for the old RSPCA and their fundraising and this, that and the other. So
you have to say that because you won't get any more.
No, thanks. Thank you very much. She was very scared about coming on there, so I'm very pleased that she... I didn't want to talk about all that nonsense. That was marvellous. Good stuff. See, you never know what we're going to serve up here on a... Saturday. Right, let's get back to the dog's remarkably calm. With Sam doing the podcast, when I do it, the dog's going mental. Now the dog's all sat, relaxed, and chilled. Right, let's do the facts of the day. I don't think I did them yesterday. I think I forgot again yesterday. I'm flipping hopeless, aren't I? Talking about America, I'm really struggling with our. There's a pictures in Wisconsin of them all out, and you go and read the flipping. Reports. I mean, there's one woman, Mr. and Mrs. P, I think they are on Twitter, about how it's all a big hoax and this, that, and the other. The world's in lockdown, love. It's not just America. you flipping numbnuts. Honestly, brain dead. I struggle to reconcile how the thickest nation on the planet became the most powerful. That's the bit I really struggle to reconcile. And I don't care if I've got Americans or Republicans or rednecks or whatever listening. Sod off. We're not bothered about you. Go and talk to your flipping mates and tell them to sort themselves out. Where was I? What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the Americans was leading into something. I've just got to change this mic a bit. Hang on. Oh, spreadsheets put me away with this mic. He definitely did. We've got... facts of the day. This is linking into America. Each year in America, there's 40,000 toilet-related injuries. I mean, how does that even work? How can you not just go to the toilet and get up and come back out again? Wash your hands, job done. How can you have an injury? 40,000 toilet-related injuries. I always wondered when I went in hotels why they had phones in the bathroom, like within reach, and that's why. Because they're flipping dim. And the second fact of the day with the talk of should we all wear masks? If you read this, you'll want to wear a mask. On the underground, I'm glad Sammy's gone. She doesn't like the underground. If she hears this, she'll never go again. On the underground, more than 15% of the air is human skin. Just think about that. More than 15% of the air you breathe on the underground subway in New York, wherever, is human skin. As we all rub against and shed, it all get, oh dear me, and then gets blown around the old air con systems and out. Oh God, disgusting. Right, so that's it, facts of the day. You're always learning here. We've had baking, the great bit slip bake off. I think it'd be much better on TV. She's better than Mary Berry. Right, book. I don't do many autobiographies. I'm not a massive autobiography fan, but I thoroughly enjoyed this one. If you want the insight into a genius talent falling apart, is Blessed by George Best. I never saw Best play. I only ever seen video of him. Obviously an amazing, talented footballer. But when you hear people say they've got a drink problem or whatever, and you know, that's one I do believe is a real, can get hold of you. But you read this boy and then you think, you see what a drink problem is. This boy is, he was something else. But it's a fantastic read, book. It's George Best, Blessed by George Best. Really enjoyed it, read it years ago. Occasionally I pick it. It's one I pick up, I've got in my office, and occasionally I pick it up and just read some excerpts from it. Some of it really makes me laugh. It's a tragic, he's a tragic, tragic individual, unfortunately, but... he lived a life. You take the drinking, you know, like Gascoigne is a sad, you know, I don't think I could look back on Gascoigne. His football was the best I've ever seen. But I don't think I could, if you sat with him in a pub, I remember seeing him sat, I think I told this story, he played for Everton. And he came back to Tottenham. And at the time I had tickets to the players' bar. I was friends with Casey Keller and Hans Sagers. And we got, they used to get me tickets for the players' bar, so I used to go in after the game. And Gascoigne played against Everton in a midweek game. Played for Everton against us in a midweek game. And they were leading, I think they were leading 2-0 and we won 3-2. And they took him off after, I don't know, 60, 70 minutes. He'd absolutely run the game. But he was sat in the bar on his own after the game. He went in the players' bar, sat there on his own drinking. And he had like 4 or 5 empty pint glasses in front of him. And nobody went near him, nobody went up to him for autographs, nobody did anything, just left him sat in the corner. And the Everton team actually left without him that night. They actually went and left him. And I think if you sat down with him now, had a meal with him, I don't think he'd look back with his life and go, I've really lived my life. But I think with George Best, I don't think there's any doubt the guy packed everything he could into his life. I'm sure as he got older and the illnesses, he had regrets, but I think he would have looked back and said, I've given this a right old go. So a good old book, George Best, Blessed. Right, Andy Richmond, we're going to fulfil your flipping dream, son, and read this War and Peace joke out. Most of them are one-liners, but Andy's given me the full jobby here. So this is from Andy Richmond, who is up north. That was brilliant. That was brilliant. I didn't stoke her up, the old missus there. Right, joke of the day, Andy Richmond. Three couples are trying to get married at the same church. There is a young couple, a middle-aged couple, and an elderly couple. The three couples meet with the priest and discuss when they can get married. The priest says, "If you wish to get married in my church, you must all go 1 month without having sex." 1 month later, the three couples return to the church and talk to the priest. He asks the elderly couple, "Have you completed, as required, the month without sex?" "Yes, we have. It was easy," replies the elderly couple. "How about you?" he says, turning to the middle-aged couple. "It was hard, but we haven't had sex for the whole month," they respond. And he turns to the young couple, "And how about you two?" "Nope, we couldn't do it," responds the boyfriend. "Tell me why not," says the priest. "Well, my girlfriend had a can of corn in her hand and she accidentally dropped it. She bent over to pick it up and that's when it happened." The priest then tells them, "You're not welcome in my church." "We're not welcome in the supermarket either," says the boyfriend. Not bad. It's not bad, Andy, when you get there in the end. Good build-up. Got to go through a lot of it. I could see me on stage doing that one, dragging it out for 2 or 3 minutes when I launch the Bet Slip Road Show next year, when this is all over and we can travel and we've got the stage show going, all the stories. I can see that getting there. I don't need to do a recipe. She's done the baking. I've done the book. I've done the joke. What have we got? What else have we got? I've got to find some other bits, haven't I? Oh, we need a statistic. See, this yesterday priced up the old Belarus game. Nicked a few quid. Don't know anything about it. It is just numbers, my good people. Well, that's all it is. It could be Mars bars playing Revels. Who knows? You just do the numbers. I do think there's probably a bit of bentness in it, but I can't get into all that. You just do the numbers and then see if anything, you know, I'm for example, today Bartey looked good value, but away from home they haven't been great. I don't know enough about the league. They're not over 2.5, I think, was value. Just not enough for me in it to get involved. And they've been woeful away from home when you look at their results. So, but that one yesterday was good value, and I've got a bet of the day, a bet of the weekend. I did all the games, bar the promoted teams. I think it's tomorrow, but I'll have a look at that later and I'll maybe let you know. I might save it for myself and lump on, who knows. But what have we got for you today? We have got for you today, my good people, a little half-time correct score in the Premier League. This is just a stat of the day. In the Premier League, correct score of 1-0 or 0-1 over the last 2.5 seasons. Premier League 0-1, 1-0 over the last 2.5 seasons, laying the correct score at half time with nothing else, just blind. You've had 369 instances of the correct score being 1-0 or 0-1, and if you laid every one, you would be 52.07 points up. There's not many leagues that happens in, and it may not keep going, but I'm just giving you a stat of the day. There you go. Pointless stats, maybe. No, because you can play with that. You can do things with it if you're clever. So 1-0, 0-1, 52 points up if you'd laid every game in 369 games, Premier League only. There you go. Stat of the day. I think we're done. Bless her, old Sammy. She was very nervous. She'd been having a bit of a tough time at the minute, so I just thought it would take her mind off things. She's very conscious of her West Country accent, but pleased she did that. I hope she makes some more appearances. Right, I hope we've entertained you somewhat in some way this Sunday. Do the baking with the kids. It's a great thing to do, great fun. Kids love it. They absolutely love stuff like that. You can make the 5-minute pizzas and then do a little bit of blueberry muffins. Beautiful. And it all tastes good. She is a fantastic baker, I have to say. She does make some great stuff. It annoys me seeing it all wingle out the door to the old RSPCA. Flipping girls up there, they're all about 20 stone. Right, that's it. Oh, and the poker. Sorry, I forgot all about it. The poker, sorry, that's not it. The poker. Fantastic last night. We're going to have to go to 5-minute blinds, guys. The 10-minute blinds, we were gone past me. I got up at 4 yesterday and flipping was still awake at midnight as these boys were still batting away. So there's tournament now for Monday, the 27th, and there's a tournament for next Friday. They're going to be 5-minute blinds. They still lost 3 hours. Oh, excuse me, corona, cough. So you can register in the lobby for those, exactly the same, £11. And I'll keep going through the lockdown. I'll probably do a Friday, Sunday, then a Friday, Monday, something like that, just to mix it up and give other people a chance to play, start at 7:30. But last night was an epic battle. I once again got rivered early on. Shane rivered me. Got a pair of threes, hit the three. He had Jack 10 and then rivers the flipping. It flops three Jack 10. So he's got Jack 10 and I've got three threes. I think I've got him here, beautiful. And then he rivers the flipping Jack there. I think he did say sorry, so I'll let him off. But he made it to the final table and we got down a five. I think it was two Irish against three three English. The Irish boys looked to be taking control, but then they got dispatched a bit like, it was a bit like the rugby. Just dispatched them, kicked them off easy. And we were left with three FTS veterans. It was two who are in my one-to-one WhatsApp group, and Simon, who's been around for ages. So watch them battle it out. It was a good old battle. Matt went first, disappeared first, and then Greg took the prize back to Middle Earth. Greg, from the old Midlands, West Brom fan, defeated Luton in the last knock-ins to bag himself £217. I think Simon got about 150. Simon got about 150 and Matt. So some nice prize money. All of you owe me 10%. But yeah, no, good fun. It is good. It's great fun. I really appreciate you all playing. Kelly played last night. I'd never played before. An admirable finish, I think, in the top 20. Don't fear that you haven't played. It is just a bit of fun. Lee played from Sheffield last night. I mean, Greg, who won last night, I mean, this might be one of the greatest hustlers of all time, to be fair. He said 3 weeks ago when we did the first one that he's never played before. And he had the hands taped to his computer in order. He'd had to go online and read the hands and there. And then 3 weeks later, he's winning it. I think it's a flip. I think we've all been absolutely hustled. I'll take it easy. It's Greg. He doesn't know what he's doing. And he's coming over the top and flipping at us all over. Gianluca, I watched Gianluca closely as well. He went up early, got one of great and four queens. I thought, here we go. Because he got his big stack up early, but Gianluca faded away. The old Italian went last night. So do come and join us on Monday this week or Friday. As I say, for a few hours in the evening for £11, and that's all you can lose. It's a bit of good fun. But thank you to everyone who plays. Certainly we enjoy it. Here just gives you a couple of hours out. What we got going on, it was great last night just for sound. We have something else to focus on. So yeah, marvellous stuff. Thank you ever so much. So get in the lobby and register for Monday. Right, I'm waffling now. Have a lovely Saturday. Go and do some baking. Enjoy yourselves. And I will be back with you tomorrow morning.